This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me.
Talking Heads with Nancy is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Thread, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. The interim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop out a lips up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose go Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smaller thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't style me neither. Game excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese.
All right, March 28th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. We are live, Duncan Bernard Road, getting it in. For a Friday edition of Talking Heads, and we gonna open the lines up. We got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. I mean, it's the weekend. We got to talk about what's going on, who Grill and Chill we going to, and all kind. I mean, we kind of made the rounds this weekend. And of course, you know, Duncan's got a ton of great things back on the menu items list. And I'm going to break it all down, but I'm going to let you know right out of the break. It's all about the sweet and savory. It's back, the glazed breakfast sandwich, one of my favorites. And you get it all day long on the Duncan menu. I'm going to put about two of them away to start this one off. That's how we do it. You got the egg, the bacon, the cheese in that glazed donut. It is all G-double-O-D good. You know I'm running on Dunkin'. All right, and we're going to be doing some big things, like I said, all afternoon long, getting you hooked up, getting you running on Dunkin', and having a great show. But before we get into that, you're going into the weekend, and I will advise you, choose wisely when you go into your weekend chicken. I'll be honest with you. Last night, I had four of them boneless original breasts, the filet breasts. Had them lined up watching the draft last night. I had two when the draft started. You know, the draft take had a long. Cowboys was picking 26. I had the other two waiting when they came back from Jokers to watch my Cowboys pick. Almost choked when we realized who we picked at first. But then in retrospect this morning, I feel much better about the selection. But, yeah, Cowboys, they're a bunch of originals. You know, I'm a bunch of originals. And I got this spicy guy on the side of me right here. Because guess what? You've infiltrated my brother. Why are people hitting up my post saying, nutty? I can't answer this because I'm a spicy person. I think you've coerced some of my originals to spicy, you know.
Well, it was all a part of the plan. Thank you for your wonderful question. I assume this is an interview, right? It was part of my plan. So you was watching the Cowboys over the weekend, you say?
I was watching the draft, watching the draft.
The draft. Okay, I was in the draft.
Oh, you was in the drive. You was at the drive.
Over the weekend, no. I wasn't at the drive. I was in.
Oh, you what? You were in it?
Yes, because my window can't close no more. So draft just come in my room. So I was in the
draft. No, not that draft. No. Like when they pick you to go play on the football team. I ain't talking about cold. It's quite you'd have to check the next morning. Not that draft.
Okay, well, speaking about picking then, since you want to segue the conversation, if I had to pick a way that I would eat spicy chicken this weekend, I wanted to take it up a notch to fine dining. Have you ever had fine dining?
Oh, God. No. Yes, I have, actually. Because Gordon Ramsay is a huge fan of fine dining and original. He was here, you know, earlier in the decade when he was blowing up, and he did some wonderful things with original.
Well, you know Gordon? Cool. Well, I cool with Bobby Flay.
Bobby used to have a restaurant over the bridge, too, but yeah. Bobby likes too much spice in his stuff. And that's why it closed.
And that's why he's my boy. Me and him was actually working on this dish before, you know, he dished called spicy zeshikon a la car.
You ain't just Christ on the radio, right?
I don't think so.
But that is though.
Spicy chicken, you just cut it into fine pieces. You add a little bit more spice. I love to plate it and actually present it to you so you can see, you know, because on the spicy end, these two things a little different from, you know, Bobby.
So that's why he was asking people what kind of extra spice they want to add to the spicy.
Right, because I'm trying to actually steal some recipe. I mean, I'm trying
borrow.
To borrow.
Borrow, that's the word you use, borrow.
To take it up to another level, you see?
You trying to cause fire, though.
No, not per se. I just want you, when you eat chicken, you do that.
Okay, listen, let me give you something, okay? I not only am going to hook you up with a recipe for original sauce that will get you over the hangover.
Okay.
All right? I'm gonna teach you something else that will get you through on a Sunday.
Okay?
Take care of your Sunday. So you can drink heavily on Friday and Saturday because
okay.
You have Sunday to look forward. Bucket of the original. You eat some now. You save some for later. That's what you put in the fridge. That's your chicken that go in your sauce. Prep your sauce water however you want to put in your sauce water, whatever you add. Not too much spice, though. Make sure it's, you know, plenty onion, plenty lime because you're trying to sober up. You put that original in there. That's your sauce. Now, take another couple pieces. Get your Trinity going on. Add your tomato paste and you got steam. KFC and white rice for Sunday afternoon and sober you up all the way around.
Noddy, are you aware that I cannot cook? I love to write this down.
I can't cook either, and I'll give you another fine dining recipe. All right? Sweet and sour kernels.
Okay.
All right? That's
okay.
What you do. You take the original recipe bites and you add your favorite sweet and sour sauce to it. Whip that up. White rice, sweet and sour original recipe.
Noddy, I know you stay with the Benny Womb.
No, but I got the recipe. We did huge with that. I can post it later. You think I joking, but when Chef hooked that up, mate?
You lying.
I'm not. It's off the chain.
Why you didn't invite me? I thought we was in this.
Because I can't cook.
We ain't in this together.
You know somebody who could cook?
Bobby Flay, but he gone.
Ramsey ain't here no more. Hey, Simeon.
Simeon Hall.
Let's get Simeon.
Let's get Simeon, no, for real.
You know Simeon, I know Simeon. And Simeon could cook, and he like original.
Simeon Hall, we have a, what you call it? We call it.
We have a. You need all of us with something, Simeon, because we ain't paying you. You like to eat too, so come eat some of this.
Original versus spicy. We're going to let you prepare two dishes, Simeon, if you listen to this. You know, so if y'all know Simeon, message him, tell him, listen to the radio. We have a challenge for you. We want you to assist us with to take our recipes.
And next week, we're supposed to do something with Charlie Bahama. We can let Simeon cook it up, and Charlie Bahama will do the taste test to figure out whether sweet and sour spicy or sweet and sour original.
That's the problem with Charlie, though.
What happened?
Charlie say he like barbecue.
Because he's an original. And when he talk about original, he talking about original.
Spicy go with barbecue too. Spicy.
No. You ain't.
Original barbecue.
But trust me, before there was spicy barbecue, there was original barbecue. Lot of mercy.
And then you had to take it. You had to spice things up. How much times I got to tell you that?
But listen, between me and you, Charlie Olin and me and you, you can go original. Too much spice. Yeah. Cheaper you talking to me because I might cheat once in a while with spicy. Jesus, I say that.
I think that's why he's put the barbecue on it to simmer down the spice. Probably.
And I ain't over that. No. I put, if I...
No, we're not spicy.
Go back in the car and get your donut, boy. Anybody talking to you, boy?
Yeah.
Only original. Original on the road. That's what he said. Get back in the car. Anybody talking to you? Get your donut.
You can cut
pro. Go back to your job.
We can talk.
Look at that, boy. Good. You think he could cook? He only talking about Dunkin' and KFC because that's who's cooked for him, but he can't cook. Look at him. He talking about spicy. Spicy. Get back in the car, boy. Get back in the car. Yeah. So anyway, we can do something.
We can reach out to Simeon. We can see what's going on. And Charlie Bahama will be linking up with him to see how the vibe's going. Then we got some more content coming out for y'all who've been liking the spicy versus original bottle of the recipes.
And all of y'all who are glad to see Cuban Billy back, I told y'all, immigration didn't get him and COVID didn't hold him. It's all good. And you can see him chicken in hand in short order. As a matter of fact, look for the word of the day coming out over the weekend. I think he's bringing that back.
Tell Cuban Billy, he went and see him under the tree in a game of
Domino. Domino, but you don't want to see Cuban Billy, but he's the original Domino man.
Cuban Billy can play Domino.
And he can cheat too.
We can see. Tell him meet me
under the tree. He got more, meet you under the tree. He could beat you under the tree.
Meet me under the tree.
Anyway, what you doing this weekend? What you got planned for this weekend? Where can folks find you?
I just chilling, just working, hosting events, you know, the regular. It can be by Fusion tonight. I got two weddings tomorrow. You know, book me. And I'll bring you up. The next person, book me. I'll bring you a bucket of chicken to your event. Cool.
But he can eat it though.
Not to tell him that part, Noddy. We talked about this.
All right. No, bring two buckets. Anyway, big up to Dasquay, man. Be sure to follow him on social media everywhere at
Dasquay, Dasquay. And make sure you let him know the Cuban release back and Noddy got plenty things coming, bro.
All right, and we could be doing some big collabos as well throughout the rest of this year, man. We can get you hooked on chicken as well. But right now, when this might go off, I got to get him running on Duncan because you know I spread the wealth, man.
Show me the recipe
I got the recipe right here. I can pull it up for you right now. We can go to the first break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you live from Duncan Brennan Road. Friday edition of Talking Heads continues after this.
Yeah, you may find out certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them a spike me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies in me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water, fi drink up.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now kept all home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them a spike me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like it. Me just a do it like Nike.
Them one pies in me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water, fi drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up.
Friday, April 28th edition of Talking Heads. Like I said, we are live at Duncan Brennan Road location, getting it in. Free for all Friday edition. And listen, I'm opening up the phone lines right now and let you chime on in. You can text on in as well. Okay? But like I said, we got lots to talk about going into the weekend. I mean, lots. So we'll get to it. But here's how you chime in. All right, here are your numbers. 323-6232. 325-4316. 326-4259. Toll free, Grand Bahama, and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. Like I said, guardiantalkradio.com. So, where do we start? Lots to talk about. Now, I personally have to do this out of the gate. I've been asked by neighbors and friends and colleagues in the Western area, in the Saunders Beach area, from the entrance to Chippenham adjacent to Fish Fry, St. Albans, Papaw Track, the White Grove. Listen, Mr. Sayers, we see that you are doing a wonderful job paving all around those aforementioned areas. Everywhere in your constituency, minus that area, is getting paved, even to the case of a, to the point of annoyance in some areas, because it should have been completed long ago. But if you're gonna do all of the Fort Hill, back down into Chippenham, up by the Medical Arts Building, up by Fort Charlotte, and the surrounding areas, then you need to take care of those other areas that you so vigorously campaigned on with your empty promises. Because let's be real. A lot what you promised, the majority what you promised on that campaign trail when you were beating the paths on those roads, have not come to fruition. Those residents are still crying for speed bumps, still crying to be paved like the rest of the surrounding areas being paved. And my God, the monstrosity of trenches and cavernous potholes throughout on that whole West Bay corridor coming down from Fish Fry toward the roundabout by Shell. There are a ton of potholes in that road. And there's been some drainage and some manhole covers that have been repaired, and it's been shoddily done, so the road, you know, is uneven. It causes a hazard toward tires and cars. So you need to get on that, Mr. Sears. Make sure the whole area is up to code, up to snuff, equally balanced, equally taken care of, and put the speed bumps in those corners that you promised speed bumps to. There's still a lot of flying up and down those aforementioned corners with reckless abandon. And before there's a tragedy, you need to do what you said you were going to do. Deal with the potholes. Deal with the speed bumps. And pave. And if you're doing it for your whole constituency, why not do it for the piece that you're leaving out? You've done it for the majority of your constituency. Do it for the whole of your constituency. All right? And please, Mr. Sears, because these people nagging me, they hit me every day, every day. And you were so promising when you went in. But now I realize you was just promising. We need to work on the delivery. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller on the line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Naughty, what's up, man? Man, why y'all sound so far, man? Producer got y'all sounding so far.
We on remote. We live at Duncan Bernard Road.
And y'all supposed to, when y'all answer this phone, supposed to be sound like you right around the corner or in my kitchen. But y'all sound all day. But listen.
I'm running on Duncan.
At least Alfred says, don't care for Alfred says, but at least Alfred says seem to be the only one we're trying to do little something because ain't nobody else doing nothing. You understand me?
Yeah, so you can't call doing something, doing it for your cronies and your generals and not the whole entire community.
Yeah.
Don't pave the streets where they live on. Pave all the streets of the constituencies that you promised you were going to pave. Put the speed bumps to all the constituency where you said you were going to do it. Fix the potholes throughout, not just in certain areas.
I guess he said he can get 30, he got 5 years, but listen.
No, he can get there because I can light him up every day, can he do? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I can barely hear you to engage you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to turn up something. Turn up your volume, something.
Turn me up, Mr. Producer. But go ahead, GNN. What you got for me?
Yeah, I really called to put some lashes on you and your guest who was talking before the break. You know, don't think because you're naughty by nature, you can't get your lashes too. Because both of y'all say, ain't none of y'all could cook. But y'all don't need to cook. Because in the morning, you could go to Dunkin' and get your mocha latte coffee and a glazed donut for breakfast or all at breakfast. And then when you finish with that, you go to KFC and get your peas and rice, the original if you want your spicy or your barbecue, with your side or corn or coleslaw, mashed potato, fries, and what y'all dealing with. You don't need
And don't forget, if I break out my restaurant's Bahamas umbrella, I still got Burger King, Pizza Hut, and Anthony too for dinner.
Yeah, man, y'all don't let me hear y'all saying that. And then Kentucky original and spicy and barbecue, man. Y'all can't cook. Go to the nearest KFC.
TNN, I can cook. You got to understand when I got my comedian's hat on and when I got my promotional hat on, but I could cook with the best of them. I could chef them up, man.
Yeah, but I believe your guest, he can't cook for true. I think he was speaking the truth. That one can't cook.
Oh, yeah, he can't cook for sure. That's no lie. You see how skinny he is?
Tell him the GNN got one special KFC recipe for him, and he finished special. I mean, he KFC spicy or original. Dice it up small like how you when you're making chopping up jerk chicken, and then you can put that in some sweet and sour Chinese sauce, or you could take the original chicken, dice it up same way, and put it inside some green pepper and onion.
You see? I got a sweet and sour recipe that I could put up this week for KFC. Original.
Yeah, put that
sweet and sour.
Saute that down in some green pepper steak sauce. Original. And you put your little habanero in that, and you're good to go. All right.
Okay, you sound like me. You're a mixologist. You sound like you chef it up. You get it, and you prep the leftovers. Try some of this original recipe KFC sauce. Yeah, man. Same way you prep your sauce water. Throw that leftover original in there. Bam, bam, Lulu. That one call over. But it's first hour flying today. And we talking recipes and potholes. That's about it. But we got more to talk about. And feel free to chime in on the text lines or the phone lines. Like I said, it's open line today. So feel free to chime on in. I'm about to check out the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All right. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And big, big headline jumping out of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Story by Candia Dames. North Africa member of Parliament Kirk Cornish was taken into custody yesterday, police confirmed. Police said that in a short statement to the media that Cornish, 48, of Cooperstown, Abaco, had turned himself into police in Grand Bahama, accompanied by his lawyer, around 5:25 p.m. Police said only that the investigation was continuing and did not reveal the specific nature of their investigations. Last night, police nor the individual who was identified to the Nassau Guardian as the MP's lawyer answered any questions on the matter of his arrest, which unsurprisingly has attracted great public interest. It was not clear up until midnight whether Cornish had been questioned and released or whether he's still being held overnight. It is not unusual for police to arrest someone for questioning and release the individual pending further investigations. When approached by reporters outside the House of Assembly on April 19th, Cornish said he had absolutely no comment regarding any allegations that were being made against him. Police have promised to conduct a thorough and fair investigation. Though he was in police custody, there's no legal requirement for an MP to resign from the House of Assembly. Now, under Article 48, 1F of the Constitution, the seat would become vacant if an MP is convicted of a crime and sentenced for a period exceeding 12 months. So, we need to find out, is the MP still in custody or has he been released? Because I see a flyer for a big grill and chili he's supposed to have, and I need to know if he can make that grill and chill or not. I know some people in Abaco We'll make sure he made that good a chill or not. So we'll keep an eye on it and see how it pans out and plays out. My whole thing is, I don't think it would have taken this long for you or I, Mr. Producer, to be taken into custody of allegations like that were swirling above our heads. Okay. This one, very interesting. Government to bring parole bill. The government hopes to put out for consultations a parole bill that would have the effect of holding convicts accountable for the entirety of their court-given sentences. Then you go to prison now, you get 4 months off for good behavior, said Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe at the Office of the Prime Minister's weekly press briefing. So if you're sentenced to 12 months, you only serve 8. When you come out on day one, you can commit an offense and you never serve the 4 months that you were given off. Excuse me, intend to change that. Well, I personally think if you do draw up a bail bill and you consult the right people for your consultations and you're looking to improve the penal system here in this country, I think bail conditions, if done correctly, are beneficial. Still allows the individual to get their freedom under certain conditions, but it still allows society to have a stake in the game and hold people accountable and ensure that they serve their full sentences. Now, you can serve your full time on the inside since you are not a good inmate, or you can get out on parole if you are a model inmate, and then you are prepared to maintain your parole conditions when you're released. If you revoke those said conditions, you're returned to incarceration. I think that works. I think that's good for everybody. If it's instituted correctly, I's dotted and T's crossed. But it can be the double standard, good for me and not for thee, and so on and so forth. But it's something we do need to keep an eye on, and we do need to take seriously. So it's all part of the maturation process of our legal landscape. Prime Minister Davis quoted as saying, "The Bahamas has not lost its zeal to lead digital asset industry." Despite the collapse of Bahamas-based cryptocurrency exchange FTX and ensuing attacks made on the country's reputation, Prime Minister Philip Rave Davis assured attendees at a digital assets conference in Texas yesterday that the Bahamas has not lost its zeal to be at the forefront of the industry. Man, Mr. PM, no, man. Go talk on carbon credits. Go talk on climate change. You cannot go talk in no FTX foolishness. And we still continue to bear the brunt of the shame and the bad publicity and the fallout from SPF, your homie, who you was taking all kind of pictures with when you got on your photo op fill out. No. We still got too much fallout from that. And to have the audacity to say that it's still a zeal? Oh, my God. Okay. Let's look at some of these texts. Naughty, I found out that my coworkers don't like me ever since I hit a lick. So I now wear Versace. Okay, well, continue to rock out in your Versace. Versace. Anyway, don't let me sing it. I'll stay quiet. Naughty, Nassau KFC versus Freeport KFC. Who pulls out with the win? Nassau KFC. The original, period. There's the first in the Bahamas. All right? That's set in Freeport. I know. You got to talk to Sarah Kirkby on Tuesday, but that. I know nothing about that. Talk to Sarah and Darren on Tuesday when they call in. There is only one Nassau KFC. There is only one. Naughty, today is Friday. The MP is going to be watching the Laker game tonight. And also, which dummy will turn themselves in on a Friday knowing you'll be stuck in a holding cell until Monday? Everyone know you turn yourself in on Monday. Text them. No offense when I say this, but obviously you're very familiar with the legal system. You know how to avoid getting locked up, or you know somebody being locked. Listen, you don't turn. Mr. Producer, Mr. Wally, you hear that though? That make the most sense, right? Why you could turn yourself in on a Friday, knowing full well that's a long weekend. You ain't coming out there Monday to go to court. You lock off. Now, you turn yourself in on Friday. If you already know, you're going to get questioned and released. That's why you showed up with your lawyer. Go through the process and the formalities of it. So they can't say you weren't questioned. Again, that's me and you turned ourselves in on a Friday. We'd lock up till Monday. All right? Okay. And yeah, it was yesterday, so it's technically a Thursday. But after 5. So that's going into Friday. So yeah. Are you with you, Dexter? You're really going to make me laugh today, Dexter. I swear, you're all really off the chain today. But yeah, I was thinking that the reasoning behind that too. You know, like, hey. Whee. Anyway, let's go to the second break, Mr. Producer. All right, and then we'll be back to wrap up the first hour. We're live, Duncan Brennan Road, getting it in on this Friday edition, March 28th edition. Sorry, April 28th edition. April 28th edition of Talking Heads. But April kind of flew by. What's just March? Now it's April. Jeez. Here come May. Anyway, let's go to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll get to some more texts. We'll get to some more callers. And I will wrap up the first hour.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin'. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer.
They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family.
I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
People, what you thinking?
You want it. We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cut us back a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up.
and a hip hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me ring so.
Okay.
From what day you be find out? Certain people no like me. Everyone cock a smack a thing now. Big throw me a do it like Nike. But me no fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stall me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind, fraud, them is them parents did corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer?
Friday. April 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Naughty and the Company right up until 6 p.m. We are live, Duncan, Bernard Road location, getting it in. A couple of things I got to remind you of. Don't forget, all month long and all weekend long, right into next week, come on in. Support Autism Awareness Month. Support the Seahorse Institute, like I've been telling you to do all month long. Come on in, get that blue donut, all right, and make a donation to Autism Awareness, all right? And like I said, it's definitely for a great cause. Definitely a great campaign that Duncan's been doing for a number of years. Make your donation at the counter when you do your regular purchase, or even take it a step further, get that blue donut as well, that blue donut special, and those proceeds go, you know, to the Seahorse Institute, all right, and help raise awareness for autism awareness throughout the 242. Always a good look, always a good thing. Support the thing. All right, here's another little FYI for you. If you're planning to attend the Red Cross Fair in Ahwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, download and top up a Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet so that you can enjoy the ease and convenience of cashless purchases at the fair. The first 600 Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet holders will receive 50% off admission for adults and free admission for kids. All right? So if you're planning to attend the Red Cross Fair in Ahwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, download and top up a Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet so that you can enjoy the ease and convenience of cashless purchases at the fair. First 600 Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet holders will receive 50% off admission for adults and free admission for kids. All right? And another little FYI, because you know I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Be sure to come out and support the thing tomorrow. All right? Saturday, April 29th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Rawson Square. State of Emergency Child Protection Demonstration. Rise Bahamas doing it. Safe doing it. Foam going to be there. We won't rest. All right? Definitely a lot of organizations coming together, nonprofits, a lot of activism groups. For more information, risebahamas.net. Be out there. Support the thing. If Marco's law matters to you, all right? If violence against women and children matter to you, then you need to be there. Support the thing from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow. Rawson Square. All right? And for more information, you can risebahamas.net, or you can always email risebahamas@gmail.com or risebahamas on Facebook. All right? So be sure to support that as well. All right, now, getting ready to get up into the 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Pearlie will be joining us. We'll be talking sports. We've got lots to talk about. Night 2 of the NFL draft coming up. We'll talk about, you know, who won last night with their first-round picks and who absolutely, you know, messed the bet up. Look forward who can continue the good maneuvering tonight or who can get back in it tonight with some good picks after a bad day one. We'll also check out the NBA playoffs that's coming up. Big games tonight, closeout games tonight in Golden State and in Los Angeles potentially. Warriors up 3-2 over the Kings. Lakers up 3-2 over the Grizzlies. We'll see how it pans out. All right, so we'll pick up all those conversations and more on the flip side of the break as we continue the Friday, April 28th edition of Talking Heads, and we are live, Duncan, Bernard Road location, getting it in. Don't forget the coffees are here as well, the hot and the cold. Don't forget that hazelnut mocha iced latte is going on as well. You definitely want to check that out. They've got the glazed donut breakfast back at you as well. So don't miss out on that. And, of course, they got the donuts. And they got all this goodness going on at your favorite Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, where we're live, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the news. And on the back side of the news, we'll be back at you talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour live from Dunkin' Bernard Road as the Friday, April 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
From what day I may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rinse up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bets throw me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite
to. With Martin is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Hello. Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rinse up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosty can't stand me neither.
April 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Your boy Naughty Live in your company, Dunkin' Donuts, Burning Road, getting it in. And of course, you know, it's all about Dunkin'. Oh yeah, man. Don't forget that sweet and savory flavor is back. That glazed donut breakfast sandwich is back at Dunkin', and it is off the chain. And listen, man, definitely got to try one of them, all right? All good. You got the sweet and the salty. You got the egg and the bacon and the cheese on that glazed donut. It is all good. And don't forget the hazelnut mocha iced latte, brand new here to Dunkin'. You definitely want to check that out. That is all good, all right? And like I said, we're live, Dunkin', Bernard Road, but there's multiple locations for you to be running on Dunkin'. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road, where we're live, with the drive-thru, East Street South, with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's slide on into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner, like I always tell you, on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. Great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget happy hours every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. out there at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Great highballs, great food specials. Give them a call. See what they got going on at happy hour for you today. 377-7776. All right, on this day, April 28th in sports history, 1930, the first organized night baseball game was played in Independence, Kansas. 1961, the NFL chose Canton, Ohio as the site for the Professional Football Hall of Fame. 1967, Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army and was stripped of his boxing title. He cited religious grounds for his refusal. 1971, Hank Aaron hit his 600th career home run. 1985, Billy Martin was named the manager of the New York Yankees for the fourth time. 1987, it was announced that the NBA expansion teams would be in Charlotte and Miami in 1988. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles lost the 21st consecutive time. It was the longest streak to start a season in Major League Baseball. They lost their first 21 games in 88. 1993, Dale Hunter of the Washington Capitals executed a blindside check on Pierre Turgeon of the New York Islanders on May 4th. Hunter was given a 21-game suspension. Wow. Sports quote of the day. My motto was always to keep swinging, whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field. The only thing to do was keep swinging. Hank Aaron. That's your sports quote of the day. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty's. We're keeping an eye out for Pearly, Mr. Producer. He should be trying to chime in short order. So keep an eye out for him. And like I said, he should be zooming in short order. When he zooms in, give me the heads up and let me know. But right now, let's check out the local sports scene. The home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And let's check out that local sports scene, courtesy of the Nassau Guardian. Again, very sad news. My thoughts and prayers go out to the Minas family on the passing of the champ, Ray Minas. A lot of us still, you know, not feeling the sting of that. He was a hero to many of us growing up. We admired him. We cheered for him. We rooted him on. And he was, you know, definitely intertwined in the community. So we lost a legend, one of our local sports legends. From track and field, five Bahamian relay teams could qualify for the Olympics. So that's good news there. And Delancey bags back-to-back Player of the Year awards. It's kind of impressive. For a second consecutive, Bahamian collegiate volleyball player Ras Jesse Delancey is taking home the Southern Athletic Conference SIAC Player of the Year Award. The Benedict College Tigers outside hitter is coming off another strong season for his school, receiving another all-conference first-team selection. The sophomore got the first-team award for displaying exemplary athletic achievement during the season. He was the only Tigers player to be featured on the first or second team this year. Delancey was quoted as saying, "This time it felt normal. I put in more work than last year and outdid myself from last season, so it was expected, honestly. I still think I could have done better in some areas, though." In addition to those honors, he was named the Tigers' Most Valuable Player for the 2022-2023 season. The 6-6 player helped the Tigers to sit in third in the SIAC standings with a 6-5 win-loss record, and they sported an 11-8 overall record. So we'll see where it goes. The season came to close last week Thursday in the 2023 Cricket SIAC Men's Volleyball Championships semifinals. They fell 3-1 to Central State University. But still good to know that we have another Bahamian excelling at the collegiate level in volleyball. It's excellent to see, man. Okay. Now, we will be having some guests as well today, too, from the Flag Football League. But right now we got Pearly getting ready to chime in. Mr. Producer, you see Pearly in yet? Pearly say he was on the way. So keep an eye out for him. And another thing I'd like to say off the local sports scene as well, too. Congratulations to St. Andrews. They won the BAISS Soccer Championships last night. They took care of Life at Key School, 3-2 in penalties. Excuse me, 0-0 after regulations, and they won 3-2 on penalties. And I'd just like to congratulate three little boogers who I knew from kindergarten up until now. My son Sancho's good friends who play on that team. And like I said, big up to Robert Holcomb. All right. Big up to Thomas Robinson. Big up to Jackson Bethel. And if I missed anybody, I apologize. But Uncle Naughty, love you. Y'all did a great job. Y'all continuing the legacy that I was a part of. Undefeated, you know, under junior boys team, 13-0. And then another, you know, championship senior boys team as well. And proud of you. Good stuff.
Are you talking about the only spot y'all could ever win a championship in?
Listen, do you have to come in and be in the Grinch from SAC? You just can't come in and say congratulations?
Congratulations to the soccer champions. I think they beat my school, a couple of them. But congratulations
to them. They beat you a couple of times on the way to the championship.
Red all the time and everything.
Listen, I know why you saw it today, you know. You know what's coming tonight. And I know that's why you're salty.
Oh, I'm pretty cool right now. Right now, I'm sitting. Which lake it is on the airport road? That's Lake Cunningham on the airport road, right? Or Lake Kalani?
Oh, God. Well, if it's Kalani, you better stay out of that lake. you see? You throw fastball sometimes. I be looking fastball. There's a deep drive. Mind you, joke is wild to start at 9 o'clock in the night. Stop it, Pearly.
So naughty.
You just throw things like this sometimes, and I can't resist. I ain't gonna lie. Go ahead.
I'm just asking, have you discussed the NFL draft yet?
No, we're about to get to that. I was waiting on you.
All right, I'm good. Whenever
about
ready,
to get
I'm
into ready. Who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Trouble Arrows. Don't forget the flagship store on Mackey and Rosetta open until 7. The new location out there in JFK R&D in the West open until 8. So go get your gyro on. Chef's combo waiting on you. Hey, that's the perfect thing to grab on the way home this Friday. Let them do the cooking for you. So what you got for me, Pearly?
What the God's good grace was Dallas doing last night?
Pearly, you know, initially, I was very upset. I was livid. So you know it ended up happening, right? I ended up watching the tape till the wee hours of the morning. Did the research. Did checking and the digging. Genetic freak, Pearly.
No. I'm not knocking what he is as a player. He's a great player. If it was a team that needed a defensive tackle, it is an awesome pickup. I'm not knocking any of that.
I'm saying
that is not your biggest need.
No,
your biggest need,
Pearly,
the two of the three best tight ends are sitting right there in your lap.
But Pearly, here's the deal. Musa, I had the same concerns. But what I'm getting from my good friend Todd Archer in Dallas, and of course Mike Fisher, who is actually the guru of Dallas Cowboys news and maneuverings, look for Dallas to trade up in the second round and grab one of the tight ends. There are four still left on the board that were in Dallas wheelhouse. Mayer is still there. Washington from Georgia is still there.
What number of your pick second round?
26 in the second round again, which would be number 58.
All right, so you have number 58. Number 51 is the Dolphins. If Mayer's dead, the Dolphins can grab him. So y'all got to move way up.
No, we're going to move up. But I'll be honest with you. I think the guy that they're in love with and who they like is Laporta from Iowa.
Really?
Checks out a lot. Yes.
You can't lose with him either. You can't lose with him either. You can't lose with him.
And there's also Musgrave from Oregon State. All of those guys are still lingering. Joey Porter, the cornerback.
Only one tight end man the first round.
And that was Kincaid. And that was obviously because Buffalo was absolutely enamored with him.
But they need him too.
Because Knox is not a proven commodity. No. Got that back issue.
But people are saying that, you know, Buffalo needed him. They gave the Jets hell too, because the Jets didn't do what they should have done. Understanding that you got three teams who got great defensive lines.
But you know what I do? If I'm the Jets, I take Jackson Smith in Jigba at number 15. And I pair him up with Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. Put them two together again. Rodgers got something to work with, and then Wilson got something to work with when Rodgers leaves.
Going to Kansas City.
Huh?
Smith and Jigba ready to get picked.
No, Smith and Jigba went number 20 to Seattle.
Seattle, yes.
But at 15, the Jets got to hot him.
That's the point. But your rivals got richer.
Listen, Purdy.
In the NFC East. The Philadelphia Eagles got richer.
I'll be honest with you. They did get richer on paper. But there's a lot to pan out. Nicole Dean on paper.
Naughty. They got two Georgia defensive players. Who all
Purdy.
No, that ain't nothing to pan out.
Purdy.
They were two great pickups. They got the
Here's
two
my
best
point.
They get the
Here's
best edge rusher, and they got the best linebacker.
Oh, God. You can let me talk now? N'Kobe Dean, the captain of that national championship defense the year before, rode the pine in Philadelphia the first year. Still didn't see the field regularly. Okay? I don't have a problem with going on record and saying, yes, Philadelphia made some great picks. They did some great maneuvering to get the talent they got where they got it. But at the end of the day, you play 17 games. You strap it up, and you play football. You ain't
the Dallas Cowboys injury. Fan. I got to give it to you. You're the lawyer listener.
Stop. You haven't considered injury. You haven't considered schedule. You haven't considered all the components that go into a season. And again,
I've considered one thing. They can be all over DK.
Well, guess what? I want you to know. That it ain't gonna be no more that little quarterback sneak that Jalen Hurts like to run. Because Maisie could punch him in his mouth. OC can do it, could punch him in his mouth. And this allows Micah Parsons to roam freely and hunt.
So let me
which
ask
is
you
a very
question.
Scary
let
threat for that whole division.
Let me ask you this question. Why you make the statement on the Philadelphia Eagles on paper, but you thinking this dude can come in there and be a plug and play instant
They're
hit?
They're all
play?
On paper. And all of them should be plug and play.
Okay, no, be all on paper, but you making it sound. Maisie can punch him in his mouth. You don't even know Maisie can make the field, and there's always injuries.
I just said all of this, so don't be a Xerox.
I'm using the same words you used when I mentioned Philadelphia Eagles on your Dallas Cowboys. That's all.
And the last thing I can say, it's a division game, and you and I both know division games is a totally different component to other games. Because
it's the problem. The problem is being the mother fellas y'all is be playing.
People could say, oh, Rodgers coming to beat you out twice. The Jets just have your number without him, so just imagine what they could do with him. You ain't daunted by it. You play the Jets, it's a division game. You know what it is, year in and year out.
Like I said, division games, I'm not worried about. I'm on the outside game. Where I'm when Dallas come to Miami this year.
Probably be going to that game, and I can take great pleasure just doing you right in as we beat the brakes off y'all. Doing you right in as we beat the brakes off y'all. End quote. Last year, you owe me. You still got to pay that bet. We can take that picture at the game. That's where we can take that picture. I can make
no,
you
no,
put it
on
in
the game.
Season,
listen to me carefully. If the season starts and you ain't get me to do that, it ain't happening. So I'm telling you now, you have until September 1.
The right thing to do.
A date for me to show up. Tell me where to be and I will be
the
there.
Right thing, the right thing for you to do. Is to take a picture in Dolphin Stadium with that cowboy jersey on.
No. That'll be a cold day in hell. I would die before I do that.
I got to try, though.
You have until September 1 to set the date and time to say, Earl, Friday, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we're doing the show.
August 31st. August 31st, my birthday. High noon at the OK Corral. How about that?
You do it on the show and all. I have no problem with that. But I just
gave
it. I would never, ever wear a Dallas
Cowboys jersey. The shorts, the Jordans, and the hat. You getting the whole outfit.
Well, if you want to go spend money on a 12 and a half pair of Jordans for me, no problem. I'll wear them.
No, you could jam into the size 12, but I got now. Because you ain't no 12 and a half, but you only saying that because you on radio.
See, you look like I need to bring letters of reference.
I'll take your word for it. I don't need no proof. I'll take your word for it. Keep that right over there on your side of the field.
So Boston pulled it off last
night. Yeah, Boston.
Last night, I was just watching the draft. I thought the draft was very intriguing.
Yeah, but I saw some other things in that draft before we got to basketball that was very impressive. Houston played some great poker with everybody, but thought everybody was going to defensive lineman.
When I go play poker again, I want him holding my hand.
Buddy, you got your quarterback, and then in the next breath, turn right around. You know they had that deal cut with Arizona a couple of days out because it went too quick. Turned right around and took the defensive player they wanted to. That was an excellent job by D'Amico Ryans and that whole Texas organization.
I think Houston did a good job. I think Seattle did a very good job as well.
Excellent draft. Excellent.
Your boy on his way to becoming the Legion of Doom 2.0.
No. I say Dallas is more on the way to doing that. Seattle.
Yeah, the nickname belongs to Seattle. That's why I said that. Don't try Chief. They nickname.
Hold on. Wait a minute. It was predicated under the defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn. That's his baby. It was birthed out of it. He got every right to that name, too. So he got
all the Legion of Doom. Which team was he coaching when that came out?
Seattle.
Okay. But if you want to take it to Dallas and copy, that's fine with me. You know, if you can't be original, that's fine.
No. All I'm saying is, with people missing what Seattle did, with that Jackson Smith and Jigma pickup, is they got a argument for top wide receiver trio in the league.
Jackson Smith,
and Jigma.
Jigma can play. He could run outside. He could do the slot. He could do everything. He could come as a flanker.
They can put him in the slot. He can murder people from the slot. He's going to kill in the slot.
That could be nice. It could be nice to see Philly and Miami in the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Let me check the text lines. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Who's this? Mike playing the Cowboys next year.
Hi, how are you? Who's this?
This is me, a hard-driving Dolphin from way back in the 70s.
Well, get your tickets ready. We go into South Florida.
What's the date?
They haven't released the date yet. They've released the schedule as to who is playing, but they haven't put out an official date yet. That'll come in short order.
Let's get some Cowboys and Dolphins together, man. Let's make it a good day in Miami.
We're gonna look at a group ticket, a group rate, and try to get about 20-30 of us to go to the game.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll be in that group.
Just everybody know one thing. We are only getting the tickets for the game. You find your own hotel, your own car. I ain't responsible for driving you around nowhere.
Everybody can be
my target. That they ain't got me up and down.
No. Listen, when I used to go to the Dolphins game, I fly in, sleep in the hotel, and come back the next morning. That's when it's be in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
A lot of times I fly in Sunday morning and fly back on Sunday night. That's where I don't have to hang up. I don't like Miami.
Definitely. We need a big contingent over here. Over there for that game, man. Dolphins and Cowboys.
Hey, Pauly.
Hey.
What we'll do, we'll get a noose and throw around Naughty Neck after the game and put him back to the airport, you see?
We'll duct tape him and carry him back because he can be so...
Hold on. How much, Lord bless the dead, how Emmett Till and how racial y'all Dolphin fans got to get? I know about some of y'all rednecks in South Florida. I didn't want to say that in the inbreed, but boy, look at you. Y'all can put what around my neck? Well, how about this? Dear Len... I get to hang you and Pearly upside down by your ankles and beat you till candy come out like a piñata. How about that?
You don't know. He can't take it much now. He's get mad when you start to tell him things.
Man, you tell me you could put a rope around my neck?
Use a cowboy. You know me. Have your rope with you?
Exactly. For Dolphins like yours. And if I was a cowboy, you know I got my six shooter too. Mine, you don't get shooting me too.
Okay, my brother.
You know,
okay.
You know, the tree shot of JD and he's straight.
Okay, but
bang bang.
Yeah, let's put a group together, man. That should be good.
Soon as we find out the date, I'll start looking into the tickets.
Okay.
And buddy. I know just the place to take you all, right down there on 8th Street, where real little Cuban spot, known for loving the Dolphins, who I've been talking to Stink from my college, different when I carry you all there.
Ah, Lord.
Okay, and buddy, you won't have to ask your favorite question. You want to drop your punch, your regular line. Yes.
When Miami beats Dallas, nobody's going to come and say, MJ is not feeling well. She won't go back to the hotel. I can see you later. Okay, guys? I'll see you later. That's what can happen.
Okay,
buddy.
Right there, I'll take you to Walmart and get you the pants and drop you to the hotel. Because I could be partying with the Cowboys.
Okay.
Anyway.
Goodbye.
Good day, everybody, Dolphins.
Okay,
now,
buddy.
After the first break, Mr. Producer. Because the dolphin manure in here is getting heavy. The fumes getting heavy. So let's get to the break. And we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break.
And I'll be right there waiting.
Season ain't started yet, and they thinking Super Bowl again. Boy, these delusional dolphins. Oh, the mic's still on. Sorry. Let's go to the break.
I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them are spiking. Me just a go and do me thing now.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feel no thing twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone fuck us back a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now.
Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
April 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right now.
All right. Nike.
Go ahead now. We back on? Okay, good.
Yeah, I heard you say April 28th.
Now, what say the Dolphins?
But we don't pick till 51.
So y'all thinking Maya? You're replacing the tight end position. You're like a Seppy walk.
We're thinking he's not going to be there. If he's there, and he's better than our lap and snatch him up in a hurry. But he's not going to be there.
See, the quandary for the Cowboys is tight end or offensive lineman, because there's some good offensive tackles available who they have on their board, who they may go offensive tackle and wait to go tight end in the third, or try to trade back into the second and pick up the tight end in the lower portion. That's why I'm leaning toward Washington from Georgia or Musgrave, Oregon State, because I think LaPorta will be gone and I think Maya will be gone.
They'll probably be gone. And what's the next guy, Robinson? Is it Robinson?
Listen, LaPorta might be an option for you guys because he's eerily reminiscent, and they compare him to Kittle. And considering your coach had Kittle for years in San Francisco as his offensive coordinator, you never know. That might be an option for you at 51.
That's a possible, but there's also the kid out of South Dakota State, Tucker Kraft, the tight end from
Tyler Kraft. Shh, quiet, Purdy. You ain't supposed to know about him. He was the sleeper what we could have got in the third round when you all wasn't looking. Why are you talking it and put it into the universe, Purdy? Stop.
No, Miami was looking at him for a while. The only way Miami would mess with him if they make a decision to trade down to pick up a fourth round pick. Because when we pick today, we don't have another pick until fifth round or something like that. We don't know third or fourth round. So probably fifth, I think.
So you don't pick until the fifth round?
Our next pick would be number 84. I'll be looking at that kid from Texas A&M. Achan or something. That's the name?
Achan. Devin Achan, the running back from Texas A&M.
Yeah. I don't know why Miami would pick him. Because if we're looking to talk about Delvin Cook, why are we going to pick him and we can pick up a player right now? Who? So it'll be interesting to see. If they pick him up, that means we're not in the Cook sweepstakes anymore.
Well, I think you need to trade back up. You'll go from the second to the fifth?
No, actually, number 51 and number 84. 84 is what? That's fourth round, eh? Or fifth round. That's fifth round, eh?
What's the pick?
Number 84.
That would be the third round. Cowboys pick 90 okay. in the third round and 106 in the fourth.
Okay. And then we don't come back again until like six and seven or something like that.
Yeah. We'll see.
With so much, even with all the moving and shaking, I even stopped trying to predict. Let me wait to see what happens.
Because this could take some moves. You could see some trades out of the blue today, out of nowhere. And here we go again. Because yesterday, the runner quarterbacks in the front round and in the beginning of the first round shook things up.
Levis didn't even get picked. And all kinds of terrible things for him.
That tight end, Luke Musgrave from Oregon State, is another one.
Yeah, he's a late round pick.
He's sleeper. He was ranked higher than Kraft.
Yes.
Yeah. So keep an eye there. But
that's it. Then he'll
what
be
was
gone
your take
the Lakers.
On Dolphins, don't talk owner Bob Irsay Jr. asking the Indianapolis fans today if they should pick Will Levis in the second round?
Who's asking that?
The owner of the Colts. Now, he's famous for partying and, his addiction and substance abuse with cocaine and all that. I wonder if he's back on it. How can you draft Anthony Richardson and then turn around the next day and ask what the deal is?
Drinking bad rum. The kid I was talking about, who I really would like to say Miami is, what's his name? Washington.
Darnell Washington from Georgia.
Yes. That's who I want, but he won't be there. He'll be gone.
I think if somebody going to move up to get him, Dallas included. He's been on the radar there.
You'll probably have to move to like Detroit will probably pick him like a 3 in effect. Detroit will pick him right away. Detroit wants
Detroit
him.
Will want a tight end because they traded Hawkinson to Minnesota last year.
Yeah, and then I think New Orleans will probably get my up the time because he won't make it way down to 51.
Or 58. So
no, it won't be 58 because he come 51 Miami and take him.
Most definitely. So let's have a look though at some of the players left on the board there, Pearly. Because when you look at it, there are a lot of blue chip quality players still left.
Joey Porter Jr. still there.
Michael Meyer, Joey Porter Jr., Brian Branch, the safety from Alabama. Big pick there. Don't be surprised if Dallas goes after him. Luke Musgrave, the tight end that I just mentioned. Hendon Hooker, quarterback. Number 7, Steve Avila. Keanu Benton, defensive tackle from Washington at number 9. Jonathan Mingo is at number 9, wide receiver from Ole Miss.
Darnell
Washington, tight end from Georgia, number
10.
That's the top 10 that are still left. And you still got Tipman, the center, Stevenson, the cornerback, Torrance, the guard, Laporta, the tight end, Brents, the cornerback, White, the defensive end, Ojulari, the outside linebacker, Jaden Reed, the wide receiver, John Michael Schultz, the center, and Jalen Hyatt, the wide receiver, to round out the top 20. You still got 21 through 40. Keely Ringo, the cornerback from Georgia, 2 national championships.
Yeah.
Matthew Bergeron, the offensive tackle from Syracuse, Cody March, the offensive tackle from North Dakota State University. DJ Turner, the cornerback from Michigan, who's a beast. Cedric Tillman, wide receiver from Tennessee. And Marvin Mims, wide receiver from Oklahoma. Tucker Kraft, your tight end at number 30, the sleeper.
I like them.
You got 40 guys today that can still contribute and be quality additions to your team. So there's going to be some moving going on.
You got too many times that people nowadays. Let me rephrase this. Nowadays, it doesn't matter where you're picked anymore because people pick in a need. So you may have a great player that goes in the 3rd round because nobody needed him. Like the quarterback Levis, nobody needed him. He got in no man's land. Then nobody needed a quarterback. Now he's in the 2nd round. So automatically people are speculating, but that don't mean he'll be a terrible quarterback. So you're gonna have some players that are gonna come up in the 3rd and 4th round that could have been 1st rounders. Joey Porter could have been a 1st rounder.
Joey Porter should have been a 1st rounder. But again, every year you see in the draft, you make a run on a certain position in the 1st round, and it has a ripple effect. Last night it was quarterback and wide receiver. Did you see that moment where like 4 wide receivers in a row just went off the board? Bang, 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 bang.
20, 21, 22, and 23.
Yep. So we'll see how it pans out tonight. I think some more moves are going to go down.
Let me see how that go. I'm at a family. Naughty, I get to talk. But I'm at a family function, right?
Uh-huh.
And my daughter and my niece are there doing TikTok videos.
Oh, God. That means they could put you in TikTok videos.
No. They They do. They don't do. They ain't going to do me.
They ain't going to put me on.
No. My daughter's walking over. What are you saying, Daddy? What are you saying? Hi, Avery Christina Thompson.
Oh my God.
Look, Pearly.
Hey.
Listen, we got the down of the Dallas Cowboys pick as to what Mazi Smith means to the Cowboys. So we get to that in a second. And then of course, as soon as that's over, then we need to talk some
Make me listen to this breakdown with Dallas. You really can make me listen to that. All right.
If you had a pick in the 1st round, we would have played your pick also. I can easily do your pick from the 1st round. All-pro cornerback, multiple pro bowler, former Super Bowl champion, one of the best cornerbacks for the last 5 years in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins select Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, thank you.
You feel better now?
I feel a lot better now. A lot better.
Okay. Did I miss anything with his accolades?
That's fine. You can say, you can soon say 2-time Super Bowl champion soon, but that's okay.
That's the funniest thing you ever said on this show, bro. Whee!
All right. I hope one day you don't come and say, boy, Pearly, you really give me them numbers because you really can predict.
You was predicting it was over in 5, right?
I said worst case scenario 6.
But you can say the night after tied up 3-3.
I said, boy, it's a good series. We beat them 3-4-2.
It ain't gonna be 4-2 if it tied up. Now Stephen A. Smith went on record today.
Naughty, it's over tonight. Don't build up your hopes. See, I don't want you to have anxiety attack. It's over, Naughty.
Early. Listen.
We're not going back to Memphis. It's over. The next time the Lakers be in Memphis will be the 2023-24 season.
Okay. Just the same mouth you had the other night. I like it. Talk of, every time you got to be that dude, karma just take care of you. And oh, there she is. She just came in the room. Hi, karma.
What's she wearing?
You can see. She got on Memphis blue. I'll tell you that much.
All right. All right.
Pretty young, bring me up to Japan. You do not have to be strong, right?
I understand Aaron Judd is hurt.
Why would you go there? Baseball don't get started till after the All-Star break. We've already established that. Why you got to say that?
Because people write me because Will Smith was out. Who else out? Gosselin was out. Max Muncy was out. J.D. Martinez was out. But Max Muncy and Gosselin's wife had babies. So they went for paternity leave.
Well, I would like to apologize. Because up until now, I didn't know your pain, but now I feel your pain, so I can understand
okay.
how you feel. But injuries are part of the game.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, it's getting to me. Oh, injury don't matter. Next man up. Listen, if the next man was that good, the person who get hurt wouldn't have been playing.
No. You have to have a next man up for Judge in case Judge ever get hurt. But we know if Judge is there every day, Judge can be playing. Come on.
No, but I'm saying when people say injuries part of the game, you can't count that injury. I hear no excuses. Yes. But if Judge is out, anybody better than Judge?
No.
Okay. So if it was better than Judge, Judge would have been on the bench, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But he's not.
So you lose something when he's hurt. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, play your little clip.
No, I ain't playing that clip. He's too salty about it.
Oh, my goodness. Really, Naughty?
Yeah, and we lost that time talking, so I can play it now.
Maybe that was the plan. Never know.
No, we have the final 10 today, actually. And it's kind of cool. We have a correspondent from the Rich Eisen show.
Okay.
And they're breaking down that whole Will Levis breakdown because, as you know, going tonight, there's rumors now that people may actually make a move up and try to get Levis because, you know, they didn't want to tip their hand. And to spend in the second round is a lot easier than to spend in the first round.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll have the breakdown as to whole, you know, Will Levis scenario because he sat there in an awkward position yesterday, very uncomfortable position.
And I felt and I had to. But
and I had to, one, and I had to go one, through that.
One announcer said that maybe he needed this because he was a bit cocky. Maybe he needed to be brought.
He was very cocky going into the drop. But Kirk Morrison, correspondent for the Rich Eisen show, he's going to break down, you know, Will Levis shocking fall. And Texter, Pearly, you would be proud of this Texter. He just texted and say, I don't care. Nothing but Will Levis, but his gal is a pie.
Hey, she's a pie for true, you know. If that was the gal sitting next to him, she is a pie.
I know you would appreciate that, Pearly. I know you'd appreciate that. All right. So, real quick.
You know, tonight, before you go, am I weird? Because I was looking at these players and trying to figure out if that was the mother hugging them or that was the girlfriend hugging them. And I saw one guy that's like, this is one girl. I said, but even in check, he got. But it ain't going to be wrong, you know, right now, these young ladies cashing in check.
Stella Curtis is CD Lamb. He cut his eye, this gal, and snatched the cell phone out of her hand 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was cool.
You ain't messing up this paycheck.
She probably right there got it right now, though.
There you go. Anyway, we going to get to the break, Pearly. Flip side of the break. Rich Ice and them can take us home tonight. I'm going to put it out there. I like the underdogs. I like Sacramento and Memphis to win and force game 7 tonight.
So Sacramento, the line out, the Lakers are the favorite tonight?
Of course, because they're in L.A.
That's what you're saying, or that's what you saw. I don't want you around here speculating on me, you know.
No. Let me look for the official line right now then for you, buddy. Let me just pull up theislandgame.com. That's all we do. As soon as it loads up, I'll tell you.
Lakers are 4.5.
4.5-point favorite, which in basketball is 2 buckets, which is really nothing. That's like a 3-point spread in football.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But it should be entertaining. You got the draft. You got the Lakers tonight. And you got Golden State and the Kings. Man, there's a lot of sports to watch tonight, Pearly. You should love yourself.
Yeah, and then there's hockey going on. The Boston Bruins, who had the best record in hockey, the Panthers giving them a run for their money, so they better close it out tonight.
Yes, indeed. So lots to watch. Have a safe weekend. Appreciate your contributions. Hopefully the Dolphins get you tight end in the draft tonight.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be a good night. I think the Dodgers, the Lakers, and the Dolphins will make me very happy tonight.
All right, hopefully Monday we'll be talking about Game 7, too, and the Memphis Grizzlies will still be alive.
We'll see.
All right. Have a good weekend, man. All right, okay, we get to the break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen will take us home. Have a great weekend, Bahamas, man. If you can't be good at it. We'll see you Monday.
Ciao, ciao.
Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them a spite. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Know me and the dog, them a link up.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Day is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Huh? People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slum.
We must see it function.
I no more joke.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Victorize.
We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
My mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death.
As we celebrate our 50th year of independence, let's move forward to protecting ourselves and each other from vaccine-preventable diseases. Upward to achieving the highest vaccination rates in the region and onward to a safer, healthier Bahamas. We can achieve this together. in New Providence, visit Ann's Town Clinic, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, Elizabeth Estate Clinic, or if you're in the Family Island Clinic, visit any of your routine vaccination clinics for vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines are also available.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As we kind of wrap up the NFL draft, round number one, as we get ready for rounds two and three, the biggest surprise, I think, for a lot of people, when you think about last night's first round, was the Will Levis, the quarterback that many people would thought would be drafted in round one. Many people thought could be drafted number one overall, possibly, didn't happen. But that number two, possibly, likely, and didn't happen as well. First of all, you can't always believe Vegas. Everybody ran to, oh, Vegas odds. Oh, my God.
Talk to your mans over there.
Look at what Vegas is saying.
Talk to your mans over
there. I'm going to be honest with you. And this is not a shot on Reddit. I don't go on Reddit. I don't know what Reddit is.
Yeah,
I
know stay off of there, Kirk. Trust me.
I've had buddies of mine who send me they send a link, and then you tap the link and say, oh, to continue reading the story, go to the Reddit app or go on Safari. I'm like, what is Reddit? I don't even know what Reddit is. So when I heard the story of Will Levis tells a family member that he's going to get picked by the Houston Texans at two, I believe, or some rumor, that Reddit ran with it, and then everybody start running to Vegas, I guess, or start going and dropping money on Will Levis. And it just seemed like there was just way too much smoke about Will Levis and him going in the top five, the top 10. And then all of a sudden, you start to look at the way the draft was playing out, and everybody starts to play this game. Where is the team that could draft Will Levis? Once it got out of the top 10, you're like, I don't see a team right now that's going to draft Will Levis. And that continued, and it continued. And each time they kept showing the green room of him and I believe his girlfriend, his family, sister, all that stuff, you're just saying, here's the guy that's sort of, they always have that one player, right? It's always that one player who has to fall in the draft to give us the drama, the suspense of who's still in the green room. Look, there were other players in the green room. Keon White was an outstanding player out of Georgia Tech. He'll be picked at some point today. Also, Brian Branch, outstanding cornerback slash safety from Alabama. He was also in the green room. But nobody cared about those guys. Everybody cared about Will Levis and the pictures that we kept seeing. And to his credit, Will Levis played it really cool. In a moment where a lot of people, you are on the stage. I mean, I've seen some cool tweets so far. One coming from probably one of the best tweeters out there currently right now is doing a great job is Sauce Gardner, who says, hey, God, don't make mistakes. Will, you're going to be great in this league. Don't worry. Like, that's cool that other people realize that don't let this moment define you. I know Geno Smith can be the poster boy for don't let being in the green room one night define who you were. I remember I asked Geno about that. You know, you only had one suit, huh? He was like, yeah, man, I only had one suit. He had to come and put a sweater on with a collar shirt coming out of it because that's all he brought with him. And yet here he is signing an outstanding big-time contract, made the Pro Bowl last year. So it won't this moment won't define Will Levis, but it's about how he reacts. It's about how he now goes out and competes when his name is called. I thought that was the most intriguing thing that I saw with the draft. Once my – my Anthony Richardson pick number four by the Indianapolis Colts. As soon as I saw that, I was like, all right, I'm good. I just wanted to know where Richardson was going to go because he was such a prospect that I was just like, where would he go? And then it's like, okay, when's the next quarterback going? And so now we're in a situation where we get ready for picks in the second and third round. Is Will Levis even the first quarterback off the board when it comes to rounds two, three, four, five, six, and seven? Because Hendon Hooker also has been cleared by his doctor that he'll be able to resume activities and he'll be ready to go for the regular season. So he's still in rehab, but he can definitely be a part of a team's plans if they want to use him or kind of be in a situation where you're redshirting him. But this Will Levis thing is still, I kind of scratched my head because there was just so much smoke. And yet at the end of the day, there was nothing there for me, Brock.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I mean, you heard all the rumors.
Correct.
Richard texted us, hot rumor in KC, Pat's trading up for, I'm like,
yeah, what?
is going on? Like, that would be insane. Just seemed like he wasn't a fit for a lot of these teams. A lot of the teams didn't need quarterbacks.
Once that,
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.